Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yes, time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios. D, she's out getting breakfast right now. She'll lock in later on, man. But we got a jam-packed show. Mary Quinn Lucas, of course, talking all things KC on the way in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, we got a concert combo winning week. We're going to hook you up with tickets to see three different shows. Man, look. Your chance at that coming up in the show, plus those $20 gas cards from T.I., and that's my jam. Oh, we got you lit right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. You know who it is. We are Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tougher.
Set a goal that's ambitious enough to provide motivation and enthusiasm. Pair that with the first step that's accessible enough to quickly establish momentum. Most worthwhile endeavors end up requiring steady efforts over long periods. To initiate and persist in those efforts, it helps to experience some immediate initial success. What you're setting out to do will require your continuing commitment. To develop that commitment, find a way to give yourself a quick taste of the rewards it can yield. Get clear and specific about what you eventually intend to achieve. Then, jumpstart the process by working to secure a small but meaningful victory as soon as possible. Rapidly demonstrate to yourself what you're capable of doing. That will naturally encourage you to do even more. A small, early success will get you feeling the larger achievement in your bones. Start by making a little bit happen. Then, you're well positioned to make the whole thing happen. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time today. Look for highs in the mid to upper 70s. Currently, you are clear in 52, downtown KC Moe. Well, 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 50 Cent and Marlon Wayans, they seem to be on good terms. I guess they back cool now, as 50 Cent shared a clip of himself having a friendly conversation with Marlon and Sean Wayans.
I don't know what you're talking about. He made that shot. I didn't say nothing.
This is why I don't believe nothing these days sometimes, because if you on the internet and you ever been in some internet beef, unfortunately, I pray that you haven't. But a lot of times, y'all, people will be typing things on the internet as if what I'm doing right now, somebody on YouTube Live. And that energy don't be the same when you see them in person, dog. Like, at all. They be wanting to jab, they want to dap up and be cool. Like, come on, y'all, just keep it real at all times, meaning on the internet. Because if you're not about that tough life and you ain't about doing that, then don't do it. Don't even act that way. But I'm glad they back cool, though. But yeah, I just had to get, let me get out my soapbox real quick. In other news, Mary J. Blige has a big regret in her career. And I'm going to be honest with you, it's something that I find very hilarious.
My true, honest to true fans did not think that was funny.
Yeah.
The whole way that went down was wrong. The whole way they shot it was wrong. It was set up to make exactly what happened in the press happen like that.
You really feel that way?
Yep. And so it's still not a laughing matter to me.
Yeah.
You know, because I was deeply, deeply affected. Now, I learned a lot from it.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'm like, it's not funny. But laugh, you must, if you want. Still, I don't care.
Okay, I am going to laugh. And if you don't know what she's talking about, do you remember the Burger King commercial from 2012, huh? The
crispy one. Crispy chicken.
Hey. Hey. I don't know what they were thinking back then in regards to doing that commercial. Come on, you knew that was going to happen. You knew we was going to laugh at that, Mary. Come on now. You couldn't have taken that serious when you was shooting that and you was actually singing on the Burger King set. But I get it, man. Sometimes you do things that you don't want to do later on. You got some regrets.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
Boy, oh boy, was it a productive weekend. Hustle and Shine, we kicked it off at Primavito Garcia Elementary, 9 a.m. for their MAP test pep rally. And there was a surprise guest along with us. We had the opportunity to meet Chris Jones. He was there with us getting the kids ready for MAP testing, as I believe MAP testing starts today for KCPS. So for all of our babies going to school, I'm praying that y'all got some sleep last night. Y'all got a good night's rest. Get your breakfast, get some carbs in, and get ready to knock this MAP testing out, man. Shout out to KCPS as they go on that adventure. And then, like, the tornadoes came, fam. Like, and that's why, you know, they was getting upset on Facebook about letting the kids. Y'all, come on, we don't want the kids in danger. The meteorologists don't know exactly what's about to happen, but if there's a possibility of some bad, severe weather happening, you don't want your kids out here stuck somewhere where they can't get out, and now you mad at the school district because they didn't let them out early. So, come on, y'all. Better be safe than sorry. You want the next generation to be better than our generation, right? Okay, maybe not. I don't know. I do. That's where I'm coming from. But we still praying for our family in Belton and people who's going through it with the tornadoes and all of that situation in Belton. And then Saturday, she was at the YMCA Healthy Kids Day. She did a remote there. And while she was there, I was at the Uzazi Village Block Party, part of the Tour de Truce events that they had, man. The Uzazi Village, man, that is such a special place. Go by there on 42nd of Truce if you have not. If you're an expecting mother, a mother of color with young babies, it's a perfect resource for you. And then Kevin Holmes, he was honored at the Gift of Soul with KSHB as he's now in Minneapolis, but his annual Gift of Soul event where they raise money for kids and they need shoes. So yes, man, Kevin Holmes, he got his own day, by the way. April 18th, 2026, forever, Kevin Holmes Day in Kansas City. And then, there was a block party going down at Swope Park yesterday hosted by Josh Adivo. So shout out to the Saving KC and Escaping the Trenches nonprofit fundraiser community block party that went down.
What's up, KC? This your boy Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jam.
Yes, D is in the building. Go! So glad you got breakfast. You got it up in here. You know what I'm saying? No, it's smelling good over there, man.
I ain't gonna lie. You know, cousins, if you overslept, it's okay because it happened to me today. It got me today, real bad. Oh. Sleeping peacefully.
It's all good.
Ah, it's all good. A good old Monday.
Yeah. Well, last night, not a good night to an end of a weekend, as KCPD is investigating three unrelated deadly shootings that occurred yesterday around 6:30 last night near East 110th Street in Greenwood. Witnesses say a teenage juvenile male had been shot. A police spokesperson said the male was then transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Mm-hmm. Witnesses told police that there were multiple people in the area when at least two people opened fire. A short time later, around 7 p.m., police responded to an unrelated homicide at the 7200 block of East 85th and Terrace. A teen victim was pronounced deceased at the hospital.
Another one?
Yep. And then around 9:20 p.m., another one. Police responded to a third deadly shooting, the 9700 block of Holmes Road, and police say that they found an adult male unresponsive in front of a residence, and EMS declared the victim dead at the scene. A police spokesperson said that there was no immediate indication that any of the three deadly shootings were connected, but it's odd that all three of these happened within, 3 hours of each other.
But, you know, we're thinking about the families and we're thinking about the people who are affected by this for sure. But I think one thing that was synonymous, at least with the first two shootings, was teens.
Teens, yep.
Like, I can't fathom what kind of world they got to live in where, you know, where they had they think they have to resort to that type of violence or whatever.
Yes.
You know, it's just, it's the same story over and over again. I just.
Just reading a different headline.
Yeah. So.
Sending condolences to the family. 816-474-TIPS if you have any additional information.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Love to all the cousins who's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. You know we love and appreciate you, especially those who's paying attention to the stream right now, looking at Hustle and Shine in the Morning live in the studio on the Facebook and the YouTube. Mm-hmm. Love and appreciate you. Oh, and you out there driving right now. 470, woo, I know that's packed, D.
Man.
Yeah, especially, look, you, I-70 coming from Blue Springs, we looking at you right now, we know you super packed where you are, but please be safe and drive slow, take it
please,
easy.
Slow down.
And just know that we appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you, cousin, and your time.
Uh-oh.
Shout out, booyah, roll call.
It's 7-Eleven roll call, cousin. Shout out to everybody hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Big love and a happy birthday to somebody's best friend, Ebony Hogan's best friend, Shanita Fletcher. Happy birthday, cousin. They said they've been best friends for over 30 years.
Oh, I love that.
Shout out to the besties of the world. Grand Rising sent over for one of our cousins. Big love to Jay Jax and Indy and everybody over at University Academy. Big love to our cousins. Catherine, appreciate you. She said, shout out to D for coming to Healthy Kids Day and bringing all the smiles and the gems. Catherine, hey. I appreciate you and the Y so much. I gotta pull back up over there another time. Big love to Kylie and Demir. Have a great day at school. Mommy loves you. Anastasia Jackson, hey cousin, sending over a happy 21st birthday to her twin nieces, Kendall and Lindsay, driving from OP to KCK. So you be safe on them roads. Good morning to Lucy, Carissa, over from Denisha, Stacey Davis, what they do, cousin?
What's up?
Shout out to Kobe and Amaya's or Amis. Big shout out to both of you. Happy birthday to Ariel Henderson. That was sent from your dad. Big 11 years old. I know that's right. Run your parents' pockets.
Double digits.
As much as you can. Run them pockets. Rich Harris, we appreciate you. Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Cousins, big shout out to everybody. We appreciate you always sending those shout outs. Who else you got, B?
Shout out to Trisha. She came through to the Uzazi Village at the block party. And then also Eric. You know, shout out to Eric, man. I told you I was going to shout you out, dog. You know,
what it do, cousin?
We had to switch up his listening habits. You know what I'm
saying?
Oh, I
love
that. Because he was talking about, yeah, ain't you the one that like the Giants? I said, what?
The who?
Who's that?
You on the like, wrong what? Station.
Well, look.
Come over to the good side.
What? This is, we represent Kansas City. Like,
talk
the
to
only,
him.
Only teams we like on here is the Chiefs or Royals.
Talk to
Sporting
him.
Sporting KC, current, anything with Kansas City on it.
I'm saying.
If it ain't Kansas City, we don't rock with it.
Hello.
Point blank, period.
Hey, that's it.
Eric, appreciate you, man, for tapping into Hustle and Shine in the morning.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
7:24 on your time, high up 79. Currently, cousins, it is 47 at the Kansas City Zoo. Cardi B's
Speaking
rapping.
Speaking of zoo.
Cardi B is wrapping up 35 shows that she did. Of course, you know, she came to the town. Everybody had a fabulous time. It looked sold out to me. But she thanked fans. But before she did that, her last show was in Atlanta, and she almost didn't perform.
Right here, because you and your f***ing employees are being disrespectful. Why I'm not going to perform today? Because you're being, go get your boss, like you said. Go get them. Your employees are being f***ing rude because you're being disrespectful. I did 35 shows, and I never had a problem. And we've been kind to everybody. So no, now I'm leaving.
Oh, my God.
One thing about Cardi, she going to rent.
Imagine hearing that, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine.
And that was at that was in Atlanta at the State Farm Arena.
Hey, fellas. Imagine if Cardi B looked through your phone. You with her, you Cardi B. And she finds something she ain't supposed to find, dog. Like, you got to hear that.
Hell.
Golly,
Cardi,
boy.
Look, she get away with a lot of stuff, and rants is one of her things, that her specialties that she get away with, for sure.
I did 35 shows, and I never had a problem. Uh-oh. And we've been kind to everybody. So no, now I'm leaving. So no, now I'm leaving.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're going to have to clip that one.
That is...
So no, now I'm leaving.
That sounds so familiar.
So no, now I'm leaving.
Moving over to another popular female rapper, Ice Spice. Unfortunately, I don't know if you saw the video piece going viral right now. Ice Spice was sitting down with her friends, probably eating a McChicken sandwich at McDonald's, when a fan came up and slapped her.
My friend, she comes out and she was like, oh, I think that's Ice Spice over there. And I'm like, oh, for real? So I go up to them and I'm giving her and the other girl she was with compliment. And then immediately, Ice Spice was just being rude. She was like, why are you over here? You could leave. Bye. And I'm like, why are you being rude, pretty much? Then that's when I proceed to ask her, like, you don't got to be rude. I'm just giving you guys a compliment.
Now, this is not 100% the case. I don't think she knew it was caught on tape. So that fan lied. But that ultimately led to her reacting and putting her hands on the rapper inside of the restaurant. Ice Spice's team has already made it clear they view the incident as an unprovoked attack, and they say that they will be taking legal action. Seems like Ice Spice is taking it, you know, pretty chill, because I saw her on Twitter the other day and she said her tweet was, this wouldn't happen at Wendy's.
I wonder what her order is.
She ain't gonna be back no time soon, I'll tell you that much.
Leave me alone.
This sounds like a perfect branding opportunity. If I was her, I would go to Wendy's and be like,
oh yeah,
let me get an Ice Spice box or something.
She can do her hair like Wendy's and stuff. Like,
you wouldn't lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was crazy. Fan just come up to you and just like,
and she just gonna lie about it?
Huh?
Stop lying.
Can't even eat a McChicken sandwich in peace.
What's your order at McDonald's?
I haven't really been in McDonald's.
Stop lying!
And after this, I definitely ain't finna be up in there constantly.
Stop breakfast all the time.
Oh, the breakfast? I don't be thinking about that. My bad. You're right. I'll get the breakfast in the morning. I just get the hash browns. Hash browns are the best in the world. I ain't gonna lie to you. And the sausage biscuit. That's it.
Well, maybe y'all order is going up on 420. We gotta ask Mayor Lucas what his is.
This is Bria Berry from KMBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking all things KC with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. You've described KCPD as colonial, anti-black, and anti-immigrant. Now, that's coming from the mayor of the city, okay? So for black, brown, and immigrant Kansas Cityans who hear that, the question becomes simple. How are they supposed to trust a department that you yourself have raised concerns about? And when you personally interact with KCPD, do you feel confident in that system, or do you share some of the same concerns that your residents are expressing?
Look, the system is fundamentally broken. It is fundamentally colonial, and it is fundamentally anti-black voices, immigrant voices, Latino voices. I respect our officers. Let me just get it straight. I respect our officers. I respect a lot of the people who work there. But when you don't give the people of Kansas City the right to have a voice in the same way that the people of Grand Valley or Grandview or anywhere else around have a chance to run their own department, control its own destiny, that's a problem. And part of the reason I use that language isn't to diss anybody. In fact, I have great relationships and great respect for almost every police officer I run into. And I think most of them recognize we want and deserve a voice. Why shouldn't we? Why is it that in the state of Missouri, the cities that have a lot of black people, the most, Kansas City and St. Louis, don't have an opportunity to control their destiny on one of the issues that's most important to us? We want to be safe. We want to see violence prevention. We want to make sure we can control the destiny in our community and make things better. And instead, we have boards that are appointed by largely the governor of Missouri. So that is why I share that. What I say to people is the way we make a difference is through our voices. I speak because I look to make a difference rather than just shrugging my shoulders and saying that's just the way it is and we're going to deal with it. And so I encourage anybody to share the truth that we deserve local control of our department, to share the truth that we should be able to have a voice in making a difference, because frankly, we can't continue to have things like we did last night, 3 homicides in Southeast Kansas City, 2 of them juveniles, all those sorts of issues again and again. This system is not working. It's not working for our people. And that's why I'll continue to speak.
Mayor Q, before we move forward, I want to take a moment to acknowledge the passing of Carrie Stapleton.
Yeah.
So many people have been speaking on how she poured into others, mentored young professionals, and even helped shape Kansas City in a real way. Now, I know you shared your thoughts online. Could you talk a little bit more about her legacy and what she meant to you and to the city?
You know, every now and then you can't find that perfect picture that sums up somebody. But I found a few days ago an old campaign picture where it was Carrie Stapleton, who was not in her 20s, sitting with a bunch of my campaign people in their 20s, basically just training them. Carrie worked her tail off. She was volunteering. She had no reason to be there, but she wanted to make sure that this young brother, I got elected mayor at 34. She wanted to make sure that I had the advice. I managed to not act a fool too much. That I had the support, and she did that for people all around her community. Carrie was this just incredible, caring heart who just cared. And I got on her Facebook the other day just to see right after she passed. She mainly posted about Jesus, shirtless pictures of Michael B. Jordan, talked about Kansas City, talked about being out of Southeast High School and her mom and dad. She was a real person. She was a good woman, and, our city's going to miss having a great Black entrepreneur, a woman who's been making a difference in this community since the 80s. We're going to miss her a lot.
We are talking all things Kansas City with our 50-50 elected mayor, Mayor Quinn Lucas. Now, Louisiana has advanced one of the cruelest anti-homeless bills in the country, Mayor Lucas. It will force homeless people to choose between jail and involuntary treatment, make them pay for it, and if they can't pay, force them to perform unpaid labor. That sounds like modern-day slavery to me. At the same time, Kansas City is increasing funding and trying a different approach focused on housing and services. From your perspective, Mayor Lucas, how do you make sure Kansas City doesn't drift toward policies that punish people for being unhoused? And what does a humane, effective response actually look like here on the ground for our most vulnerable residents?
Yeah, let me be simple to you, because many of us have experienced this, even if one has not experienced homelessness. Any of y'all listening ever been broke? If you've been broke, you just got to survive. And you know what? I still talk to my family sometimes. My mom be like, look, we were just going to make it somehow. So you can throw a homeless person in jail 10, 20, 50, 100, 200 times. Indeed, some of them have been in jail that many times. If they don't have anywhere to go, what are they going to do? They're going to come right back on the street. They're going to live the same way they were living before. So you can come up with every draconian, punitive law in the world imaginable. And I understand sometimes you want to have things that you can move people along. I know you want to make sure you do that. Push people into the housing opportunities that exist. But if you do not have solutions for them, you are not solving the problem long term. And so for state legislators who pass every crazy law known to man, and every rule that says, yeah, we're going to punish you, we'll do this, that, and the other, it's not going to make a difference. If you still have people with nowhere to live, if you still have ways that people can't get health care, particularly mental health care, substance abuse treatment, you're going to just be pushing around the same thing again and again. And so that's why Kansas City is trying to be more active with getting people a place to live. Don't get me wrong. We do move encampments along. I'll admit that as much as anybody. But our goal ultimately is focusing on services first, rather than just saying, you know, good luck to y'all. I'm going to throw you in jail for a while and make it harder for you to survive.
Mayor Lucas, we appreciate your time, man. On this 420, we just going to call you Loud Pack Lucas. You care to shout out your favorite dispensary today?
Oh, man, I'm getting so much trouble. I just love the planet Earth, man. Hope y'all do, too. Be good to our environment today. And don't smoke around kids, all right? Leave
Please.
Those parks.
Don't do that.
Leave those playgrounds alone.
Thank you, Mayor Lucas. Have a good one. Be a blessing.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 79. Currently, it is 52 down in Independence Ave and Paseo. Mary J. Blige is reflecting on her infamous 2012 Burger King commercial and the backlash that followed it.
My true, honest to true fans did not think that was funny.
Yeah.
The whole way that went down was wrong. The whole way they shot it was wrong. It was set up to make exactly what happened in the press happen like that.
You really feel that way?
Yep. And so it's still not a laughing matter to me.
Yeah.
You know, because I was deeply, deeply affected. Now, I learned a lot from it.
Yeah.
But it's not something I'm like, eh, no, it's not funny. But laugh, you might, if you want, still. I don't care.
Yes, it is funny. And you need to be thanking Ken Do Isaacs for that.
Yikes.
Endorsement.
Crispy chicken.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Mary J. Blige. I'm sorry. But we gotta do this. I'm so sorry, Auntie.
Tasty lava tortilla.
Crispy chicken.
What you say?
Wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry that you feel that way. Like, you were entitled to that. And, oh, this is my favorite. This is the Yandy version.
Jesus. Yeah. Oh, is it?
That's how the theme song for Good Times ends. Like, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes, we do.
In other news, Taraji P. Henson is opening up about misogyny in the industry. Now, she was on a podcast and she just shared how she knew deep down her career would not take off as well as Tyrese's did after she starred in the 2001 film Baby Boy. And she went on to speak about after that, you know, of course, not immediately after, but sometime after Tyrese was then inducted into the franchise of Fast and Furious. And she knew this based on certain things, the perception of her and the perception of him because of misogyny and some other things. It just wouldn't work out. But she said she wasn't going to cry about it, but she was just sharing her personal experience. So shout out to Taraji for opening up and being vulnerable about that. And there goes Tyrese. Doing what Tyrese does best.
Congratulations.
Was that before or after he lost the tank?
Oh, stop. Don't do that.
This is all I got. Don't take my baby, okay?
Mr. Turtleneck.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those practical, ambitious, and reliable Taurus.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to rapper, actor, and activist who almost made it. Sending a major happy birthday to Killer Mike. Sending over a happy birthday to all the aunties' favorites.
Hey.
Actor and former fashion model. You see him still on your TV screens on SWAT. Happy birthday to Shamar Moore. And last but not least, a happy heavenly birthday to singer, songwriter, and record producer who's given us classics that touch each generation. He's received over 7 Grammy Awards. Happy heavenly birthday to Luther Vandross.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Teddy Phillips, Marlon Goodman, and Asia Doe. Happy birthday, Zayra Collins, Haley Gross, and Albert Wright. Sending birthday love to Natasha Woods, Jay Briggs, Jacquees A. Shakur, and everybody else born on April 20th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Brandon Sibbles.
What's poppin', cousin? What you doing on this 420?
Man, getting ready to take these kids to school.
That's what we like to hear.
That check engine light is off, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Going to have them kids help push the car down 63rd Street.
No. I ain't going to have them on that.
All right, cousin. We got a chance to actually hook you up with a gas card. It could be all yours. Okay. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
I got you.
We are slain. No such thing as a jail.
Say you need 100 squares. It just came up the scale. Let's do
you
it.
Better do it. Do it. What you waiting for? Cause I'm doing it.
Big things popping and little things stopping.
Hey!
Big things popping and little things stopping.
Hey!
Big things popping and little things stopping.
Uh-huh.
Ball on these soldiers even focused.
Hey!
Now,
yeah! I know you a T.I. fan. I know you are.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
You got to be a real one to know that one. Like how
for
you
real?
Knew it, dog.
For real?
Not For real, for real.
Okay. Just way back when.
Yeah. It's almost 20 years old. T.I. versus T.I.P.
Yes, sir. I had that. I had that old CD.
You had them CDs? Yes, I'm weak.
All right. Yeah, that's
old school. It is a classic for sure, nonetheless. All right, cousin, you are getting that gas card. You going to keep it for yourself or you going to pass it to somebody else?
I'm keeping it to myself.
No, that's right.
Gas ain't cheap.
It ain't.
Brandon, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.